what lady them are doing in LA with the brown bag. Brown bag.
We're filming?
Yeah, we're filming.
Jose, are we filming?
Jose, are we good?
We're good to go. Yeah. We're back, baby.
94.
We're in a whole new spot.
94. Shout out Projector Space LA, my guy Tajay.
Please. Thank you, guys. Right. Can they book here? Oh, you could definitely book here. Make sure y'all go book
hey,
right
but
here.
Don't book when we're booking because...
Yeah, don't book when we're booking. Yeah.
Nah, but we'll put all the details right here in the description, everything. My guy Tajay, though, can I shout him out real quick?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
I know him as a pimp, a rapper, a psychologist.
Nice.
Full on trapper. That's a hustler.
Yeah.
Entrepreneur.
I'm just kidding.
No. But he knew, like, pimping is psychology.
Oh, yeah.
Pimping is psychology.
What's your favorite pimp movie? Can I go with mine? Hustle and Flow.
I don't think that I've seen a pimp movie.
Never?
Yeah.
Hustle and Flow is a great pimp movie.
I've never seen it.
there's some black exploitation films.
Whoop that trick.
Really good. The Mac is an incredible movie.
You never seen Hustle and Flow?
No.
Whoop that trick. Okay,
what about the one with J-Lo?
Which one?
With J-Lo.
Enough?
Hustler?
Hustler. Wasn't it kind of
was
like
that pimping?
No.
Not really. Little that's hustling.
She was like a madame or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Oh, she was a madame. Yes, it's still
kinda, yeah.
It's still a form of pimping. She was pimping. She was just a girl that was doing it.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little different.
Well, we're back. Episode 94.
We're feeling good. We're feeling great. I think last episode was a much needed like vent session.
Yeah.
And we had a good time.
That was fun.
And nice. Now we're back at it.
Now we're back at it like a crack addict.
That's right.
Stop.
Oh, you guys, by the way, Letty was making hella dad jokes. It's Father's Day this weekend, you guys. If you're a dad,
happy Father's Day to all the zaddies, especially Vic and Maximo.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
It's crazy because it's not as amped up as Mother's Day.
Bro, nobody gives a fuck. Like, I know nobody gives a fuck because I was talking to my tia, and my birthday's like the weekend after.
Right.
Right? Or like a couple days after that. And she was like, you want to just combine your birthday and Father's Day? I was like, no, I don't.
I want two separate.
I want it separate, okay?
Yeah. Your birthday's what day?
The 27th.
Damn, bro, my baby is like 24th.
Oh, for real? She's a Cancer?
Yeah, she cries.
She's toxic.
Yeah. And cries.
Just wait.
You
just
love
wait.
Her.
By the way, you guys, bro, we had the best.
We're switching
session.
Over because we're talking about Father's Day. But see, look at you not yeah. caring about it. Just like
nobody gives a fuck about us.
Yeah.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to you guys.
Thank you.
What's the worst thing about being a dad?
You can't be bored.
Not being able to fly anywhere you want, whenever you want.
Yeah.
Your freedom being taken away or what? Jesus Christ.
I don't like that it's not socially acceptable to like kick your kid's ass sometimes, you know?
I don't do it, you know? Have you looked at that?
That is crazy.
No. He doesn't make me mad enough. My little brother, though. Yeah.
But he also knows
but that's how he put out his job. That's not your job.
Yeah. I know.
Damn, I got my ass beat. I was like the last generation that it was allowed. Like, I went home with like...
I don't think it's ever allowed,
I don't think it's
but...
Ever been,
yeah.
No. It was definitely allowed. You ever got your ass beat? For sure, right?
Mm-mm. Not by my parents.
Never?
Mm-mm.
You?
A couple times by my dad.
Damn, we got our ass beat, dog.
Yeah.
Damn, we used to get our ass. But also, we're really bad kids, so I get it. Maybe we definitely deserved it.
Yeah.
But, like, I didn't deserve, like, the cobbler. That shit hurt way.
Ah.
Shout out Tata. She did it, too. My mom's already listening to shit. Beat the shit out of us.
My dad was, like my abuelito really would fuck
like
him
beat
up.
Beat him, yeah.
So my dad is like, I'm not going to do that to my kids. So he never...
Off of that.
Yeah, he like broke the cycle, which I applaud him for because that takes a lot to have suffered through that and to not like regurgitate it and cycle it into your offspring and your kids.
Do you feel like you ever deserve a ass beating? Like, did you ever do anything bad?
No, we weren't that bad. We weren't that bad. No. But like you did bad shit, huh?
We all did bad shit. But like, also like, I think they were really no, but Vic, for your parents were pretty really young. Well, my mom and my dad were really young parents with Erica. They were like 16, 15. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's like, I don't think.
Yeah, they were getting it together while she was growing up.
Yeah, so it was like, I feel it. But we all got, I mean, we still love our mom, so it wasn't too bad. Yeah. But I think it would be different if there wasn't a reason. Like, my mom said that my grandpa would get there drunk and just beat him for no reason.
Yep.
And I think that's that's a little overboard.
There's that, and then there's a lot of instances that I've heard growing up when, like, my homies would be like, yeah, me and my dad got down yesterday. And I'm like, what do you mean you got down with your dad?
Yeah.
And they'll be like, once they were, like, teenagers, it was like, fuck you, fool. Like, let's get down. I don't like what you did. Like, you got bad grades or whatever the case was. I was like, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Like, it's one thing to, like...
Get your ass beat.
Yeah,
fight your parents.
Square up with them is
different. Yes, like a full-on square up is crazy.
But yeah, I think even like my mom and Erica, they have like a relationship where like, I think for a while it was like they were more friends than anything. And it sounds crazy, but it's
It's understandable.
It's part of the environment.
The
when
age
they're
difference.
When they're like so young, they grew up together, you know.
But I'm like, damn, I used to get her ass beat.
Yeah. Nah, but being a father's sick, honestly. I fuck
I'm happy Father's Day, Vic.
Yeah, thanks.
and Mike's
and Mike's
I love being a father.
What is what are you expecting from your baby mamas, girls, future wives, maybe never get married girls?
I want some denim tears. Some denim tears, like it's like a
some pants.
Some pants.
Is that what you want for Father's Day?
That's what I want. And then I heard there's Hong Kong memberships, so I would like to get one of those.
Here's due talk. I'm staying out of it.
Yeah, that's
me, I'm getting
it.
Nothing. I don't celebrate Hallmark calendars.
Oh my! But this
Hallmark
in your
calendars
favor,
is crazy.
This one's
He's
in your
just
favor.
Trying to say he doesn't celebrate holidays, but
this one's in your favor.
I don't.
Hey, no, is your dad in your life? You never talk about your dad.
Yeah.
But you never talk about your dad.
I mean, he's there, but he's not there. No,
but he's a type
day,
to just like
just go out to
what is it like? You and your dad are just like you guys just cool.
Like,
is he
like,
one of those people that doesn't like express himself too much? And
facts.
Just,
no, yeah, he doesn't express himself.
Okay.
And then like he remarried, and then like he got like he became a mandilón. You know, like she would answer the phone for him.
Oh.
So then I'd be like, I didn't want to have to call my dad and ask for my dad. So I'd be like, all right, you call me. You know.
So what happens on Father's Day?
We probably just go eat. And
but with your pops?
Yeah, I go eat with pops.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you just never have spoken about him. I'm sorry. I don't mean to like.
No. Yeah, no, my pops. But he's also like, he's living his own life, you know?
Yeah.
But so what do you guys do for your dad?
We just like barbecue or something.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. We don't get too crazy.
When they say people don't care about Father's Day, I don't like that because I care a lot about Father's Day. Like, I'm already planning Father's
Day.
You're
like this with your pops.
My dad is like a horse race guy, so we already know Father's Day, easy. Santa Clarita Mall.
Yeah.
So go to Santa Anita. And so what's cool is like, Jorge doesn't mind doing that.
Yeah.
So Jorge goes and then Monica's husband, Oscar, goes. So we have that moment with our dad. And then we're probably going to go back to the house and I'll probably do something like dinner-wise for Jorge's dad. And then
that's awesome.
Like that.
Oh,
yeah.
Sick.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever celebrated it. Ever. Like, dead ass. Like, I'm trying to think about, like, maybe, like, in middle, say the joke. You beat your ass. But this year, I might go to the cemetery.
Okay.
Probably maybe, nice. You feel me? Yeah. Go get some roses and shit.
Pour out some, what was his favorite liquor?
Shisco's. I don't think they sell it anymore.
did you ever like you know how in school you
like
make
like a note thing?
You know,
like,
you, they like in school they do projects for Mother's Day.
Yeah, for Mother's Day.
Would you give it to your mom?
I think like when I was like in like when I was a teen, I was probably so bitter that I would, like post about my mom like thank you for playing both roles and shit.
Yeah.
Like,
no, but like when they do like right now the boys will probably make a frame or whatever for their dad at school or like arts and crafts. They do like. You did it. We all did it in
like
school.
Macaroni, like
maybe something like a keychain for dad.
But I can't remember like having like a Father's Day in elementary.
Well, I know I don't, but I just remember.
Like,
I'm just
like, for
asking
the project,
like,
who would I
did
give
you?
The project
to?
Yeah. For sure, my mom.
Yeah.
But like I call like my brother-in-law's like. They're really good dads, so you know, like I'll call my brother-in-law Chris, my oldest one, and I'll be like, "Bro, happy Father's Day!" Yeah. And like, but my sister and them, what they usually do is go to Denner's mom's house, which Denner, you guys happens to be one of my brother-in-law's brothers, and they go like all out, like they cook it up. The guys don't do nothing; they let them smoke their bowls outside.
Oh, okay.
They let them get faded, get drunk, and all the girls just
that's dope.
I mean, they kind of do that already.
This is a regular Sunday.
I'm like, the girls serve, but I'm trying to.
There's nothing different.
Already like that.
I was trying to think like of a different thing they do, but like, I guess they just get super shit faced, and then I don't know.
It's just that day. It's Father's Day.
But I think that. But I think I'm gonna go leave some roses.
That's good.
I like that.
Cemetery. You feel me?
They usually say that like on Father's Day. It's funny because, like. Men mostly we just barbecue, but it's like, oh yeah, we're gonna cook our own food and buy our own food and then cook it for everybody, and it's kind of like it's kind of like that, but it's also
that
enjoyable.
Shit's so different at my crib.
Yeah,
like
because
like,
the man don't stand up, they stand up, but you usually like
no, but like
you cook, you serve.
I know that I'm gonna take care of like the guys in my life. Yeah. Like I'll order like Fogel. Does like a catering, so I could do Fogo catering.
You do Fogo catering on Father's Day?
Crazy.
It could be,
rich.
Let's clap it up for that.
But
that's
it's like, I'm not gonna make you barbecue your own shit.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised. The homie's dad just, He goes like, bro, let me sleep in. Don't fucking bug me. Don't talk to me.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's what everybody needs,
that's
something different.
What guys want. Yeah. Yeah. Do you have a favorite dad song? Like Mi Viejo, or like songs with like Chente and his son? I'm asking the room.
Okay.
And it's like Father's Day. I'm not doing this for, but that's,
I don't think.
There's a song by Chalino Sanchez. Sorry, not Chalino, Adan. Uh-huh. Adan Sanchez, called like La Corona de Mi Padre or mm-hmm. something like that. And I love that
song.
Great listening
song.
To it, he's just like giving props to his pops and just like, yeah. Nobody can ever wear this crown that my dad, like my dad's crown. You know,
have you
like
ever heard the Adan Sanchez song, Que Falta Me Hace Mi Padre? Oh my God, play that.
Oh yeah, you should listen
You'll
to that.
Love wow, it. No, it's an incredible song. It makes, my dad's still in my life and it makes me cry.
No,
what's crazy, my mom takes like pride in Father's Day. Mm-hmm. My mom's just like, fuck it, it's my day. I'm like, not really. I mean, but it's cool. We're just, I'll take you to Danny's or some shit. She does it on my Mother's Day. She does it on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Every year I just get asked for Doc Martens.
That's tight.
And I'm so, like, are we going to talk about how next year is going to be your first Father's Day?
Oh, no, fuck is not.
What?
For real? No, don't fucking listen to her.
You're
Come
having
on,
a kid.
Just tell her, bro. Just fucking tell her.
My mom's not having a kid. I don't know why I'm getting red.
Your mom's not having a kid.
No, I'm not having a kid. My mom's tubes are cut or whatever.
What
about
you? What about you? What about your girl?
I'm a fucking kid.
Why do you get so mad?
But you changed your iPhone to daddy's iPhone.
Because I've always been daddy.
No.
Yes, it has.
Damn. Already?
I'm a kid, fool. No.
Are you sure?
I'm my mama.
Or should this year be your first Father's Day?
No.
Because you know how girls have their first Mother's Day when they're pregnant?
You're starting rumors. I like it.
I'm not even a fucking kid. Yeah,
I know, but all the comments are going to think that now.
If I was having a kid, I would tell you guys. I'm not having a kid.
Who gets the exclusive if you're having a kid? Ooh. Us? Shame on you or Cheese Man Uduno?
Ooh.
Por la plática.
Or the live. Or IG Live.
Power. He started. I started. No, I'm not having a kid, but who would... I'll just probably text you guys, like, a picture of, like...
But who are you texting first?
Which
group chat does it?
The one with, like, Andy, Marie, and them.
Okay, don't be like Cypress and fucking...
Just post it on IG?
No, just send me a flyer to the baby shower and be like, pull up. No context after I just seen him, like, 2 years ago. He's just like, I was with him, like, we're hanging out, and then he just texted me the next day. He's like, pull up. And I'm like, bro, we were together the whole day. You didn't say shit.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, probably my mom. I'll have to like sit her down.
Well, yeah, but that's not the option. Of course, your mom.
Oh, you mean like from all my friends?
No, not even all your friends, because I know who you're gonna get to. Your media. Where do you talk about it first? Who gets the exclusive, dog?
Well, I film.
Who gets the views for you?
Well, we film on Monday, right?
Yeah, we film on Monday, and I usually see my baby during the weekend, so you guys would get the exclusive.
We'd get the exclusive.
Yeah. By default.
By default.
Damn.
Or honestly, I'll probably just keep it to myself and do some Drake shit.
Keep the baby to yourself.
Roll out of, wait till you roll.
Knowing
out
you and you vlog your dad's funeral, dog. You're gonna vlog it.
So I just vlog when the baby's born.
Yeah, that would be
to like a whole 9 month thing.
Yes.
Yeah. That don't tell sick. Me though. I'll tell. I'll spill the beans. It'll be Angie Sombra Sala.
Oh yeah.
But can I have the baby shower at your house?
You're so dumb.
That's a fair trade. That's a fair trade.
That's a very valid question.
If I could be the Nina.
Oh. That's like a competition I'm gonna have to deal with when that. I'll cross
when we get there. Because she's gonna have her homegirls or her sister or her family and literally.
Sorry.
She's gonna have the people in her life, but you have sisters.
Oh, yeah, same honor. My sisters come first, my homies come first. I've seen her friendship with her homies and her homegirls.
She's not carrying the baby.
But also, you have to choose godmother and godfather wisely.
Yeah, I get both. You're already gonna have the baby.
But it's like you gotta choose the like
look. Probably gonna live in the IE. There's
like,
more space
like look. Black Sam is Jorjito's godfather.
Yeah.
So you gotta choose wisely.
Oh, godfather, my best friend Andy.
You know he'll take care of it.
Yeah, he'll take care of the baby. Godmother, my sisters might have to get down with each other for that one. Cause it's like who doesn't wanna be Duno's baby's godmother?
I will outbuy their spot. Let them fight, and then I'll be like, "What's the price? What's your price?
What's your price?
What's your price?"
Just throwing like just for the turning bet from the outside ring.
Mm-hmm. No, because that's gonna turn into a whole thing. Like Letty's gonna brand it. Like,
yeah.
Letty La Madrina. It's gonna be a whole thing.
She does a collab photo with my baby.
Yeah. Like, crazy.
How'd you guys choose?
How did we choose? For Oh, this one was easy for Jorgito. Was easy. Black Sam, because that's Jorge's literal, like they're right there, like brothers. And then my friend Laura is the godmother, because she's the reason why me and Jorge are even together. She's the friend that was like, hey, okay, you guys want to talk.
Nice.
So we went by that.
With the girl, who'd you go by?
My dad is my son's padrino.
Wait.
Yeah. It was like a thing.
I've never heard of that.
But
he's already his grandpa. He already has
him. I
know,
I hadn't heard of that either. But also, I come to find out, like, my grandparents are my padrinos from baptism. And then when first communion is my uncle that I chose.
Yeah.
Right? But, I mean, it's just because, like, in reality, like, if anything were to have happened to me, it would have been my grandparents that would take me.
Yeah, but that's already by default. Like,
yeah,
like,
and in reality, the godparents don't really take you like that.
I know. I saw it as more of, like, a friend or tio or cousin thing. Because initially I picked my cousin, Kevin, who's, like, my brother.
Yeah.
But and then it turned into like a whole weird thing because his girl didn't like my girl at the time. And it was just like a created a whole fiasco. And by the end, it was just like, yeah, we're not talking to them anymore. So we need to find new godparents last minute.
Well, at least like your grandpa's in your life and your dad's in your son's life. Because low key, I have a godfather that I've only seen like probably 5 times my whole life. No, and it's him. No, like they just choose someone. Like, they're like, hey, you're there.
That's your padrino over there. You're just like,
he's literally there for the baptism, and that's it.
Where the fuck is the Domingo?
Who the fuck is that guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, my padrino's in my life. My padrino definitely is in it. I seen him at my dad's fundraiser thing, and he just looked at me. He's like, hola, mijo, and just walked away. My godmother comes and hugged me, and like, she took me to Disneyland before.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I have a confession.
Make me the godmother, dog.
I'm not having a baby.
I'm kind of a deadbeat padrino, because my niece at the time, which is my ex-girl's niece, I was her padrino, but then we broke up.
Oh, you and BMR.
Yeah, so now it's like
I'm a deadbeat padrino.
I am like a dead ass.
You're not the tío anymore. Like, yeah, I get you. You're not with her anymore.
I am, but it's more of like I have the relationship that Letty has with her padrino. It's like that. Oh, look, that's your padrino over there. He's on the radio. Yeah, and she's probably like, you remember him? She's like, not really. He's Vic's dad. Like, you know. And pobrecita, she's so cute and she's so nice, but. It's really kind of hard to have that relationship. Maybe when she gets a little older.
And that's why, like, there's, like, a good rule is, like, make sure they're married. But even if they're married.
Yeah, things happen.
So I'm a cool padrino.
Yeah.
You? Yeah, shout out Baby Jesus. I FaceTime that fool sometimes.
You call him Baby Jesus?
Well, I call him. Well, it's because we have Jesus, and then we have Baby Jesus, and then we have Little Jesus. There's, like, 3 Jesus in our group, so we just call him Baby Jesus. Just like that fool's name.
Sweet Baby Jesus.
Shout out that
Sweet
Baby Jesus.
Shout out that fool. Shout out all the daddies and the granddaddies and the god daddies and all of that this Father's Day weekend. I hope you have a great time.
Damn, fuck was late at your crib, huh?
Yeah.
That's sick.
But, okay, let's go into Don't You Know I'm Local. Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
Yes.
All right, Don't You Know I'm Local. Freaking El Chapo's wife, she is here.
Oh, yeah.
She has been moved to a halfway house in San Pedro, okay? Now, she took a deal during his trial, and Chapo, clearly narco extraordinaire, empire, all of this.
The goat.
She took a plea deal in, like, the way in which she was either helping, aiding, and abetting his whole empire and even his escape previously in jail and stuff. So she took a 3-year deal, and she's expected to be released in the fall, September-ish. They moved her to a halfway house here in San Pedro, and I think Long Beach area. When she gets released, she's gonna kind of go into that.
That's crazy.
So she's gonna be an LBC.
Yes.
Resident.
My thing was like, why didn't they just deport her after doing her years? Like,
true.
Because
I think she may be a citizen.
They can't deport her anywhere. Yeah.
And she's like a beauty queen and all of that. And
she still gets a treat like. She gets treated as a citizen.
Yeah.
So they're like, we can't really, like, as much as we want to, like, do the extreme, we got to treat you like any other. Because they're Chapo, they're doing that for crazy.
Well, that would be fucked up that they, if that were the case, that they deport her, but they keep Chapo here.
Yeah.
That's so backwards.
He's
not even from here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, damn, that's crazy. But she's most likely just going to get released and just fly to Mexico.
Yeah, probably on her own accord. Because I feel like she could live out her days in Long Beach. And not that anyone would be out to get her, but I think she'd be too much of, like, everybody know who she is, how she looks, all of that stuff, and yeah, it could get crazy.
As crazy as it is, there's probably food already at the halfway. I was just standing around the whole ready. Time. Like, yeah. Y'all not finna shoot up the boss's it's queen. Yeah, yeah. Like, it was crazy.
But
it's
also, scary. They had a weird falling out during the trial, yeah. Because during the trial, I think one of his sides, went up there and was talking, and low-key it got heated between the side girl and her. Like, she didn't even want to be in the courtroom at some point because the side bitch was saying, like, I knew everything. Ooh. She, like, he did this through me and all that stuff. And meanwhile, this bitch is like, what the fuck?
She was holding it down.
Yeah. She was holding it. Well, she held it down. She didn't snitch. The side bitty for sure snitched.
Well, she took a deal. The
side bitty?
No, this one. She took a deal. So she's essentially saying, yes, this happened. She gunned it.
Yeah, it was like an offered plea, probably.
She took a deal. Similar, she just,
Oh, she did a gunner?
She needs a pen pal.
Oh, she needs a pen pal. Oh, I'm doing it up. But the pen pal works.
Take her to Porto Call.
That'd be crazy seeing her there.
Damn, if she's just walking around, that's scary, fool.
Yeah.
Let me read what her deal was.
Oh, her deal was probably crazy as fuck.
That sucks, though, because it's like, they usually say you can't try the wife to testify against the husband, but they must have made some sort of exception for this.
Well, because because
it's so hard. Like, how are you not going to aid and abet your partner?
It's not not even about that. Like, she's charged too. She's like, she's charged. She's like a co-defendant, not necessarily like,
I see.
Like,
damn,
they found a way
she pleaded guilty to willfully conspiring to distribute heroin, cocaine, marijuana, and meth. She also pleaded guilty to a money laundering conspiracy charge and to engaging in transactions with a foreign narcotics trafficker. So yeah, she took a plea deal for her own shit.
No, but then the side bitty was like super duper snitching on that.
Oh yeah, super. Yeah, she don't owe him nothing.
Yeah. Damn, that's
I still think that's fucked up because it's like, if you think about it, if your partner has a job. And they do their job. Like, you're not co-conspiring. Like, you're not co-conspiring with Jorge to do graphics.
Oh, but she did stuff.
She did stuff.
I don't know. He's on his own. Dog, me and Jorge are not the same.
Okay, no.
Me and Jorge are not the same as Chapo and his girl.
No. I'm not saying that. But get what I'm saying? Like
he's. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
But also, I think she was really
it's
loyal.
Only it's only a conspiracy when things are illegal, but not when they're legal.
Nah, dog. She probably did her own share of dirt. Mm. Like,
well, I think she was. Her name was probably under a gang of shit.
Cause best believe, if I'm helping Jorge make graphics, I'm getting that credit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I need that cut.
So I think to her it was more like, and I think so that was she like must the whole be, thing on
if
Twitter.
She was a mule, if she was shit like that, or like transferring messages to other people of what to get done, you're a part of it. Yeah.
Or and she's a citizen, so she was probably the one crossing the border, handling money and shit like that. So damn, that's a trip, huh?
Super trip.
Then imagine being El Chapo's wife.
Why you want to?
No. But if I was like his son.
He has sons.
Yeah, them are all caught too, huh?
Yeah. A lot of them are caught up. But for her to be in Long Beach and that's pretty crazy.
That's a trip.
I feel like she would be from Long Beach.
Facts.
I don't know where she's from out here.
What do you think she's doing from Long Beach. In Long Beach?
Chilling. I don't know. I mean, she's a halfway house, so I think you're able to like leave for a little bit, go to like the store, come back.
She's like
light restrictions. You have to come back and sleep there.
She's like going on a run to what's a thing called where people go run? With the fucking hill.
Signal Hill?
Signal Hill?
Maybe.
She's going to run a Signal Hill. She's going to basketball games at LBC University.
She's
going to
go kick it with Cheekies?
She's going to kick it with Cheekies.
That'd be dope.
She's posted with Stupid Young?
Yeah. You're stupid.
She's going to Cambodia?
Definitely
town?
Not. She's like, hey, I know how to run an empire.
She's crib walking with Snoop Dogg.
You're so dumb. I wanted to show you guys this. So, you know Shelby Miller from the Dodgers?
Yeah.
People are saying him and Peso Pluma look exactly alike. What do you guys think?
Fuck no, this was white. His name is Shelby.
Well, they're both very.
Oh, no.
Okay, like.
Like, if I glance real quick, yes.
If Shelby Miller wanted to be Peso Pluma for Halloween, it wouldn't be hard. I'll say.
Yeah, it definitely wouldn't be hard. Is Shelby Miller good?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't been keeping up with the Dodgers lately.
Oh.
No,
damn.
He's doing good? First of
all, take that tattoo off your fucking.
First of all, Mr. Valley Boy.
So what?
For the Clippers, fuck you. Shame on you, bitch.
Okay.
And? And getting a new stadium.
They are. They're going to be in a new stadium.
Yeah. They are.
Boom.
Hey, and big up to Highland Park. We talked about this, but a couple weeks back, we were talking about how in Highland Park, some random Uber Eats deliveries were showing up.
Yeah, yeah.
So they stopped for a while, and now they're showing up again.
Nice.
Up to 13 orders a day of either Starbucks or McDonald's. But the residents there that are white, they're not liking it. They're even showing videos of them throwing the deliveries over like they don't want it.
White people don't want Starbucks?
White people don't want free Starbucks or free
McDonald's.
And then there was a white lady that they interviewed, and she was like, yeah, they sent me two orders from the Colonel. And it's like, what is the Colonel? Just say KFC, lady.
Oh, KFC.
Yeah. But they think they have like different theories as to what's happening. Because according to Uber, they can't track who is sending these orders, which is low-key a flaw in the system. You should be able to track. It's not a crime because someone's paying for it. But they're all trying to figure out, like, it's just weird that you don't know what the accounts are. So what they're doing is they're low-key blacklisting a lot of Highland Park orders, period. Because they can't figure out who from Highland Park is doing the orders.
What if there's like a couple gang members in the park and they just DoorDash something and it's not getting to them?
But it just keeps going to them.
And it's just like, hey, fool, where's my order, dog?
Yeah.
And then it's
they're
like,
just
oh,
waiting
well,
for their macchiato. Yeah, they're just fucking waiting in the park.
That sucks.
Yeah, it sucks really bad.
You know what's crazy? One time I got a big ass order of, you guys know I love Yoshinoya.
Yes.
And it just a huge order just came right at my door. And I saw it and I was like, what if somebody's trying to poison me and I throw it away?
Oh,
no way. That would be a good way to poison you, though.
You
could have
given it to someone else to try it.
So no,
and they can get poisoned.
No, think about it. That's probably the best way if anyone ever wanted to poison Duno.
No, don't know. Yoshinoya. Put that idea out there.
I'm not. Yeah. I'm just saying. You put it out there. You love
Yoshinoya.
But
now we know that he wouldn't eat it. He'd throw it.
I wouldn't eat
well,
it.
Well, no, he already passed the test.
Yeah.
He's with us still.
Yeah,
once,
yeah.
He didn't fall for it. He
one
said,
time
I'll
I got like
Yoshinoya.
A... One time Jorge's like, hey, there's food on the doorstep. Enjoy. And I was like... He didn't really send this to me. And I'm like, it was a mistake, huh? He's like, yeah, it was accidental. I'm like,
he
oh,
tried to
bitch.
Send it to like his office or something?
Yeah, and then it went to my house.
Forgot
and
to
then he's like, hey, well, might as well you eat it. I'm like, dude, you could might as well just send me stuff randomly on it any day.
Oh, I sure nice. Yeah.
Like, he tried to make
location.
It seem,
yeah.
But he tried to make it seem like he ordered me something and he didn't.
Did
he
that
just
that
did a mistake. No, I just knew what it was.
Oh, okay.
I just know what it is with him now. But the people that are getting those like repetitive orders from in Highland Park, they're drawing up theories as to why this is happening. So one of the theories from them is that it's marketing from Uber Eats, that they're just sending this stuff, especially since they can't get back to who it's from. They're just sending this stuff. And then another guy thinks that it's scammers testing out credit cards to see if they work.
That's more valid.
Yeah.
Uber Eats doesn't need more promo. They're just good already.
They're just good already. Yeah. You're going to Uber
but
Eats
I mean,
anything.
They're on the news every day.
True.
Everywhere. Every outlet. Yeah.
Oh, that could be marketing.
Yes.
Huh?
It's just whack that none of this shit happens in like South Central or like they don't, it never happens in like
and
the
it's
hood
like,
hood.
Why is it happening in Highland Park in a specific area where literally the people that they're
people?
Interviewing is the white fools?
Yes.
Yeah, because if it's happening like in the hood, right? Like I'm trying to think of food, be like, hell yeah, food free.
Yeah.
Free McDonald's? Free Starbucks?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't gotta
wait. It would, well, I think that's the point. It would never make the news. It would be like, oh, hell yeah.
Yeah,
I would
know.
Shut the fuck up.
That's true. That's true.
The white people are going to make it known. They're going to start a petition. And,
yeah, when I was in high school, the homies were ordering like shoes and saying that they never got them.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, classic.
That, like the StockX
like
vibes.
Like
no, StockX.
Oh.
It's like a shooting. So they'll order.
I know StockX.
And then they're like ordering. And they'll be like, oh, yeah, I never got here. And I'm like, I'm looking a bitch when it comes to shit like that. Yeah.
What'd you say?
Like I'm a bitch when it comes to shit like that. Like, I get awkward. It gets
wait,
like...
Wait, what?
I'm a bitch when it comes
okay,
to shit
like that. Okay, that's it. I just couldn't hear it. All right, next topic, next segment. That was Funny Not Local.
Before we move on, let's talk about Letty and Lids.
Yeah, let's clap it up.
Liddy. Letty getting
Liddy.
Liddy
too. Never mind.
I love you, bro. It was funny. You kept saying it. What? You're going to get mad now. Now you're going to break up the pod. Now you don't want to do it anymore.
Hello, you started. We had this conversation through text. You and Lid, amazing.
Yeah. Thank you for reposting that, by the way.
Vic didn't repost it?
No.
Oh, sorry.
It didn't have to do with him.
No.
Oh, his girl didn't let him post it?
Probably
no. His girl interviewed
his it was ex. Really, no, but he told me I'm living out his dream of Lid stuff, so that's why he didn't post it.
No, I don't care about that.
I'm happy for you. On, like, oh my
I'm happy
God.
For you. I feel like I told you in person.
Yeah, why did he tell the ground?
Why didn't you have, why didn't you go look at it?
I did. I commented.
Why did it make
no,
you
like,
scared
go look,
for Lid?
Oh, go to like a mall? I didn't go to the mall this weekend, but I'm really proud of you, sincerely.
Wait, so everybody just went to the mall for the Lid thing?
No, Irene did. Shout out to my baby girl,
Irene. Shout out Irene.
Irene doesn't have kids, all right?
Okay. Well, you know what? Jorge didn't even care either, so it's fine.
No, that's a big look nationwide.
Yeah, worldwide. Like, worldwide. You could go to any in the mall UK. Right, you could go to the fucking Lids in the UK.
So you can go any and my little potito right there. See,
yeah.
Why'd you wear a skirt for the Lids thing?
They wanted that. That's what their look they wanted.
Oh, yeah, sexy
vibes. Yeah, sexy like bar vibes or whatever. Mm. I would not wear that at a bar. But like if I would have styled myself, you already know how I am.
Yeah.
I would have fucking low key. What I really want, what one day I will hope I get, maybe for next Mother's Day, but or maybe for like next week, a Lakers dress.
Oh,
I always wanted like a Lakers dress, like you know how they had the jersey dresses. Yeah. No, because that shit comes like vibes.
Like a onesie almost, but not.
Just get the jersey.
Remember when the girls used to wear that? Like I feel like Maya wore it. Mm-hmm. Like yeah. Just super top tier. Yes.
I remember that. What would you wear? What are the shoes?
It was like when guys were wearing jerseys. Throwback jerseys. Girls were wearing. The dresses.
Are you wearing the yellow one?
And Jordan heels.
Oh, shit.
Jordan heels is bison.
Fuck. I can't believe
I think I'd go
that.
Purple because my skin would pop out. Jersey dresses. Yeah, vibes.
Let's Google like Maya Best of Me video.
But yeah, it was really cool. So the whole campaign is about like different places to wear a jersey. So one is like for the team or like with your family. Another one is when you're out hustling. Another one is when you're at the game. And then mine was like when you're at a party. Like how would you dress it up, right?
Mm.
And that's what I went to Indianapolis. Yeah. I went to Indianapolis to shoot for it. And it was really cool because I've been waiting. Low-key, it happened a few months ago.
Yeah.
And then now it's out and it just feels really cool. And I didn't know how I was going to feel until I saw it in person. And low-key, I was like, I passed by a couple times like, wait, what? That's me. Like, I don't know if I go up or if not. Yeah. That's and then fine. If I saw it, it was really cool.
That's amazing because you grow up going to the mall.
Yep.
And you always wonder, like, who are these random people? Why are they even here, right? That's what I always think. Yep. Like, how did they even get here?
Get into this.
Well, you know them.
And then, yeah, I know some. Yeah. But I'm saying, like, for you to now just go to the mall and then you'll be able to see yourself.
And then they put my Instagram handle, which is really cool. So it's like at leti.set.go on the thing. So
hell yeah. Well, welcome all the new followers that saw her at Lids.
Yeah, all my UK followers or whatever.
What's up, bruvs?
Yeah. Where to my mother?
They don't say that there.
Bruv.
Wagwan.
Wagwan.
Wagwan. Wagwan. I love watching UK shows. I like watching Central C talk.
Yeah. I also did that campaign with Nikki Sports for the El Salvador jersey. Yeah.
Oh, that was tuned.
You love it. You love it.
Nikki Sports?
No.
Or how'd you get tapped in with them?
My guy AJ, he used to work at Crooks and Castles, and he knows a dude Ben at Nikki Sports. Actually, Yasmina, you've met Yasmina. She's from Oaxaca. Remember, she did the run.
She did the run.
She shot it. And it was really cool. You didn't like the jerseys? You're a little hater, asshole.
I'm not a hater. Just like
the poet liked it.
Well, yeah. From Oaxaca.
But he's not Salvi. It's really hard. Those posts really triggered me because I'm half of both. And
they were shitting
people
on you.
Come at this, like, Mexicans come at Salvadorians. And Salvadorians come at Mexicans.
I thought we were over that already.
And then they come inside each other and have children that have to deal with how they come at us, dog.
Exactly.
I feel it.
It's a lot. You too. You're Mexidorian too, dog. Mexidorian.
My son is Mexidorian, so I...
And I always get, like, you don't rep this side enough or you don't rep that side enough. Like, I grew up more Mexican than Salvadorian. So a lot of my Salvadorian stuff, I'm learning as I go. Even my mom... Like, they assimilated to America, and that's more to the Mexican-American way of life out here, right?
Yeah.
Is Nikki Sports only in California? Like, Los
Angeles? Yeah, they have different spots in L.A. I'm not too sure how many, but I know they have different spots.
Pasadena.
Yeah, and so they're like, they got the exclusive to that jersey release.
No wonder, because I think the main one, I could be wrong, Nikki Sports, correct me if I'm wrong, the main one is on Pico and Mariposa.
I believe so.
And that's right. That's kind of like, not too far from where I grew up.
Yeah.
So it was just always like, that's where all the, like, Domins would be like, that's where all the tunes are. But they made
like, because it's soccer.
Because
they love.
So it was like all the tunes. So that's sick. Like, but when I seen that, I was like, oh, Nikki Sports makes sense. And I just like. Continued.
But it's cool.
The Salvi jerseys are.
The Salvi jerseys are. I don't like the black one as much as I like the other one.
Shout out to homie PZ's homie Diego that played for the Salvadorian national team. Wow. Up and coming.
That's
I think he played for the under 17 or it could be under 20, but they're definitely like they're definitely up next, like from what I've heard from like the homies and everything.
Yeah.
They're definitely up next to be like they're gonna like they're this new up
They said they're rebuilding the team, and it looks really, really good.
We might see them at the World Cup.
I hope they get to use the jerseys in the World Cup, yeah.
Well, not the one coming up. It's too late for that. Maybe 30.
Question, sir. You like Salvadorian women a lot.
Yeah.
And half Salvadorian women a lot.
Yeah.
What's your girl?
Dutch and Mexican.
What?
She's white and Mexican.
Dutch?
Her mom's white, her dad's Mexican.
Is this the first time you're not dating someone that has a little bit Salvi in them?
I wonder if she's mixed a little bit.
That's crazy.
She's like grump. Like, her mom's like, is there white? Like, they're...
Oh, gotcha, gotcha.
But they're like, but her mom's like Chicana white.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Like, I don't know, like...
No, I get what you're saying.
Orale, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, you probably...
No, moms. I've met, yeah,
Pasa people like raza, that. I don't know, like...
They grew up with all, like, Mexican, so they're just like, yeah.
She's originally, her family's, like, born and raised in Pasadena.
Okay.
But, like, during, like, the super, I don't, like...
It's okay, it's okay.
Chicano era?
Yeah.
You got time to learn her. You got time to learn
her. Yeah, and I'm like, so why are you... I'm, like, in my... Can I say, like, a lot of white jokes? And she's like, hey, and I'm like, oh, it's kind of like I forget your wife. But she, I don't know.
That's crazy.
Do you know what the term going Dutch means?
No.
It means like splitting things evenly. So maybe with her you could split things evenly.
I was doing that regardless.
All right. Then she's going Dutch.
Yeah. Dutch. I never even met nobody that was Dutch before. To me, it gives me like...
You should take her to Solvang.
Is that a Dutch thing?
Yeah. Take her to Solvang.
Solvang?
It's like 2 hours or 3 hours away. It's pretty cool.
Well, you know what the Dutch...
All right.
Solvang is fire.
You're going to drive to Funtucky, dog.
Yeah. You're going to go there when you're older because it's like wine tasting shit.
Hey, you guys, we had the best roast session of all time.
On your way to Fonte?
Who won? Me and you.
I think that,
Vic. Vic was getting killed.
Vic lets himself. I'm working on him.
It's all good. But
manning up.
But it fucking... No, come on. I got you a bunch of times. I said your girl packs you spreads for lunch.
Wait, because you live in Fort Turner?
No, because she's
like gangster. On house arrest.
Oh, she's not on house arrest.
I know, but that was funny.
Like. Oh, yeah. I don't know. I think...
Duno said something about, like, you're just mad because I could travel without my kids or whatever. And then my only response was, no, my dad goes with us.
Yeah. And I was like, okay. And then I think we told Vic that he has to pick up his girl in high school.
And I told Duno, because he was on his way to Fontana, I'm like, hold on, let Duno get his jokes in before his cell service
that
goes away.
That was a good one.
But we're going crazy.
And like, it's funny because Angie said something, everybody said something, and then they stayed quiet because they knew you were in your little mini race.
Oh, I would have killed Angie. Yeah. Oh, it would have been
Irene
over
said
with.
I didn't want to say anything because
oh,
I would have
killed Irene.
Yeah.
It was bad. It was like, and then I was like, oh, Angie didn't reply. Okay, she's safe.
She's safe?
I had him on pause. Yeah. It would have been a dagger right there.
It would have hit her.
Headshot, boom. It would have been over with. Damn, Fontana was whack when I drove over there. I was like, fuck. That shit sucked.
I did. It sucked so bad.
And when you were doing it, where were you driving from?
From the valley, from the San Fernando Valley. Yeah, I drove crazy.
So we're kind of similar. Because I live towards that way, towards the valley. We kind of did the same drive.
Yeah. And it's not worth it. Not worth it for me.
I got there and I was like, there was too many trucks on the way back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like in the morning.
Yeah. That's a terrible drive in the morning.
It's a terrible drive.
Yeah.
It makes me appreciate, like, Baldwin Park and even Pomona.
Because
once you pass Pomona, it's like,
still got to keep going.
We had our first fight. I threw water at her in the car yesterday.
What'd she do? Why? What did you do?
No, it's because I fucking wanted to go out and go see DJ Sour Milk. And she's like, I don't want to go. And I was like, dude, let's go see my homie.
Why didn't she want to go?
My fucking stomach hurts, man. I was like, all right, whatever.
And you couldn't go out her?
No, trip out her. So listen, this is our
Mister,
started, right?
We already do this. Oh, you're so sprung. You're so fucking pussy whipped. She didn't want to go, and so you didn't go. It's crazy.
Joking, fuck.
What happened?
Damn, the homie Duno's mandilone already.
What happened?
Vic, maybe Vic, but you.
Yeah, I would never expect it from you, bro.
What happened?
But anyway, go.
Okay, so I was like, first she wanted to bring her fucking dog. And she's like, I'm like, bro, you can't bring your fucking dog.
Oh, she is Dutch, whatever.
And I'm like, dude, you don't fucking, like, your dog's not coming with us.
Is her dog her baby?
I don't know what, she had a stroller for this shit.
That's her white side. That's her white side.
That's her white side. What I
Yeah.
Fuck the fucking dog. Oh, it deals with separation or whatever the fuck. What is it called? Separation.
What's it? What's your
separation anxiety?
I think it's a fucking dog.
Oh my god.
She don't have any fucking difference.
Are you stepdaddy?
You fucking
the dog.
I kick that shit out the bed when
if she's a dog mom, you're a dog stepdad.
Oh wait. Does she have her own income?
Yes.
So you guys are going to be dinkwads.
We're not. We don't live together.
Well,
double income.
Yeah, double income with
a dog.
No child and a
dog. Never coming to my house. Shame on you. And I was like,
the way things are going.
And I was like, you can't bring it. Yeah. First of all, Vic, we'll get to you right
What's
now.
What's that dog's name? What's your new son's name?
It's a girl. Her name's Sophie.
Aww.
Sophie. Oh, so cute.
Oh, my gosh. If you post a fucking photo with Sophie, it's going to be crazy.
Sophie, you and your girl, just like.
No, Sophie's going to fuck up my algorithm.
If your Christmas card is you, your girl, and Sophie, that's going to be crazy.
When I post Sophie, dog.
You're going to send it to her.
You got to post it and say, like, leave me and my new family alone.
You should vlog it.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Shout out to all the dog dads for Father's Day. Sorry we forgot y'all. Here, Duno is to represent.
The dog didn't get a fucking leash. She didn't get no attention from me. I threw a fucking pillow at that shit. It tried to bite my toes. It's like small and shit.
It sounds like you were playing with it.
It was playing with me.
Okay, so she wanted to take her dog.
And I was like, no. And I was like, hurry the fuck up, get dressed, meet up. And then we met up, and then she was throwing a fucking fit. And then I was like, dude, oh my God. And then I started doing some super pricey shit. I was like, I'm just driving to your mom's. I'm Uber from there. I was throwing a fucking fit. I was being petty and shit. I was trying to put the music up.
Don't fucking
talk to me. I started calling random people, making plans in front of her. Just because I was fucking just, like, we're going to have a fucking field day.
Yep. And y'all had this fool's back when he was being petty to us. Mm-hmm.
Letty.
Okay. Wait, but listen. Were you in Fontana when you're doing that?
No. We're like somewhere by Chinatown.
Okay.
We're leaving because Denner, first you come with me, I'm watching Denner and Pete getting under some tatted. They're getting tatted.
Nice.
Oh, sorry.
They're getting chunky, so you know what I'm saying? We're just putting up. But she looked bored, and I was like, ah, you're throwing a fit. All right, let's go. And then we're trying to figure out what we're going to do, fast and fit. And I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, sorry, Mel. And she was like throwing a fucking fit. And then my car was somewhere else, and I was just like.
Damn, you're so pussy wave. That's crazy. Remember when I would see you with girls and you'd be like, hey, I'm going to this, peace out. And they'd have to dip home or find a way home.
Yeah.
Like, I've literally seen that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No, but I was in their car.
Bro, you said you were just with your homies.
No, but we left there.
And you could have went right back, dog. They're like, you're in your side of town.
I was being a chancho.
You were being a super chancho. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, and then she's a cancer. So I feel like when we were screaming at each other, the eyes were getting watery.
Your
and
eyes?
I'm like, this reminds me of Vic.
You guys, he's in love.
Where did I get astray for?
How does Vic's face look?
Oh, because it reminds me of my parents?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And then I'm like looking, I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, all right, fuck it. And we picked up the homies and we just want to go kick it. I went to a night market and bowling.
Well, you sound so sad when you say that. You sound so sad about that.
This week, like, fuck, I'm a changed man now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, fuck, I'm going crazy this week.
That's crazy. You're not.
I am.
No, you're not. You're doing exactly what you did in the car. Fake make plans, fake da da da, so that she's like, no.
Fake puppy?
No, babe, we had to take Sophie to the groomers.
Oh.
That's what I'm not doing. I'm not that chunched.
Sophie doesn't like sour milk. It likes almond.
Yeah. This is crazy. I don't think I'm ready for Sprung to know.
I was getting FOMO while watching Sour Milk Stories.
Yeah. Shout out to DJ Sour Milk.
Shout out DJ Sour Milk. He never DJ'd out here and I missed him. I feel like a piece of shit.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Did you tell him why?
No.
Already missing an event because of your... Not even for valid reason. She just didn't want to go is wild.
Yeah. And then you can't...
He said it has to wait.
And then you can't like... See if she's lying about her stomach aching because that's the one thing.
Yeah, she's
like,
talking about it all weekend, but then I was like, you drank yesterday. I'm like, are you really? I was saying, and then I started just throwing cha cha shit out the way.
What's that?
And I was just fucking being a piece of shit. Like, I was like, fuck you, shut the fuck up, don't talk to me. While still driving to wherever she wants to go and shit. I was being a chance for
fun. Oh my gosh.
Water, and I was like, punch her in her fucking mouth or just slap the water. And I just slammed the water. And
you threw water at her?
No. She had it in her hand, and then I just squeezed the water, and it went all over the BMW.
Her BMW.
Her BMW, for sure.
Wow.
That was chunched out.
You're super chunched. This is crazy.
At least
Duno.
It wasn't like Hawaiian Punch. I guess the right side is
like
water.
While,
I don't know. I'm trying to look for the...
On the 110, it just, it was
Who
dangerous.
Told her about the stuff we were saying, or what happened?
Well, clips.
What happened?
Nothing.
It said the homie told... in the dock it says.
Oh no, there's another thing. We're bowling, right? We're like on a triple date, I guess, whatever the fuck we're doing.
Sounds so mad about it.
That sounds very together.
And then the homie, like before the homie brought his girl, we're like, send us a picture of your girl, fool. So why? We can have like the jokes ready when we see her.
Whoa.
That's wild.
This fucking yo. Idiot. We're sitting there and his girl, we haven't really like, we've known her for like a couple months, but we haven't really like super duper kind of like, she just sat there and really got roasted. And fool, this fool told her that, we told her that she looked cross-eyed. So she's fucking getting insecure, I feel like, while we're sitting there and I'm like, oh, what a, and they're drunk. I didn't drink. So they're like a little drunk and I'm like, oh, this girl probably thinks we're dicks, fool. Like,
you are.
I mean, to ask for a picture beforehand so you,
so you can
roast
get
her.
Jokes? That's great.
Like, in advance?
Not, but then the homie, I need to start going like, not as him. Like, he just starts roasting. But she's confused. Like, and then you know when you laugh, it's like a bunch of inside jokes running through your head?
Yeah.
Like, you could connect with somebody? That was exactly what was happening. I was like, oh, fuck.
Okay. Send Duno a picture of your girls right now. See what you get. And then you know how
so he could roast.
Jorge looks. So.
So he could roast.
No, legit. No, send him a photo of your girl.
No, but I know how Maximo's girls look.
Okay, roast her.
Nah.
Oh, all of a sudden.
That's a homie.
So are your homies.
Yeah, but we didn't know her. I know Maximo's girl's a very nice lady.
Wow.
All right. And she's like older than me, so it's a little different. Fix girl, when I see her, it's up.
She's older than you. She's older than you.
Fucking ear.
Oh, she's 24?
She's going to be 24 in like a couple months. What? Why does everybody make that fucking face?
Like in how many months?
She's going to be 24 8 years.
September. Fuck you.
What's your total?
Fuck all of you. Love is love.
What's your parents say when you told them?
What?
What's your parents say when you told them their age?
They were just trying to do the math. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, I'm just playing. No, I mean, no, they don't care.
What would your homies clown your girl? Like if the other girl had cross-eyed, what did they say to your girl?
I think it's how she talks.
How does she talk?
Like.
She talk
or like, right? or like, don't make fun of her for having like two parents, and don't make her feel bad about having like parents. She has to like, you have a boy in your house. Oh, it's up.
Oh, about
they
like
think, yeah, like she balance? Got it. Like, yeah. Like, don't make her feel bad for having a great family. You know,
yeah.
Like, don't just like, it's like reverse psychology. Yeah. That's kind of what we did with the homie Andy's girl. Like, she was like, yeah, I have a house, mm-hmm. and they were like, oh, you have a house.
Or like with Steph, because she's like very like
yeah, like Christian mm-hmm. and shit like that. Yeah, I think they go very insecurity vibes. They threw out super dad. Last time we were drunk, they were like holding it off during the funeral, but I feel like they wanted to say crazy dad jokes at the funeral. And then at the party, they were going crazy.
If you're not clowning Maximo's girl, you can't clown my man.
Well, you can't ask me then.
I did.
It's because I've never really... fucking Maximo keeps his girl hidden. He doesn't post her anything. So
true,
like,
true.
So, like, I'm trying to figure out, like...
He does. I feel like Maximo posts her on his stories,
he
at
doesn't.
Least.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, he does.
Well, you do?
Posting her voice
have
in
you,
the back.
Wait, have you never...
for Emmy doesn't count.
Hold on. Have you never posted her?
He's never posted her.
Yeah,
girl.
He has.
On you your have? Page, like, on your feed?
That's my business.
Shut up.
That's
bro.
What you have to say?
I don't have to say it. It's true.
No, I'm saying, no, I'm just trying to, I know, I'm trying to figure out because this is the fucking mastermind right here. It's for my business, babe. We're not getting married. It's bad for business, babe. Like,
hey, that ain't a lie.
Yeah, you're supposed to go on your close friends only.
Yeah, close friends, but not her face.
Sorry, I took a shot. Can you take some?
Yeah. Wait, you only post on your close friends?
Yeah, so far. Because she was like talking shit, like, oh, you don't post me. And I'm just like, I fucking told everybody about you already.
Nah,
poster, post. We should live post right now while we're here. Give him a caption. Give him
what
a caption.
What the fuck?
Poster, poster.
Bro, post, there's scandalous.
That's super scandalous. On the pod, you're dissing her right now.
I'm not dissing her.
Damn.
Duno already called himself a challenge. Come on, Vic.
I need a fucking shot.
At least story poster public.
She hasn't posted me.
Oh, come on. That's super challenge. She, you go first. No, you go first. No, you hang up. Huh? No, you hang up.
How many followers does she have?
Not that many.
Well, like, that's why it doesn't really matter if she posts you.
Yeah, it matters if you do.
Yeah. I don't know.
Just
I don't,
post her on your story.
I don't want her to
get post the one on your story where it doesn't show her face. Like
I,
you.
I don't want her to get in trouble at school.
Post her, dog. You love her. Like, this one's lying. that he doesn't love her yet. But you love her.
Wait, he's never posted her. We don't even know what the fuck she looks like.
But you made it official.
You made it official.
And you say you love her.
Like a ref with a whistle.
That would be easy.
Wait, why haven't you made it official?
That would be easy money.
I would have posted her like this at a party or something.
Yeah.
Well, why haven't you posted her yet?
Because I don't have to.
They're not official.
We're not official.
You guys are official.
We know that. We're mutual with that. Yeah. Your girl thinks otherwise. Yeah. Marriage, arguments.
Do it before this gives her a reason to argue with you.
I got like 3 days. So it's okay.
I don't know, Vic. Do you want to lose her as quick as you got her?
This is nuts.
I don't like this peer pressure. Okay, what's the next subject?
You and your girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just talked about how he's chunched.
Yeah. The dad joke was crazy.
Yeah.
Let's talk about you and your girl, your relationship. How's it going after the week of the pod coming out?
It's going great.
Yeah.
It's going great.
What you guys do this weekend?
John's Incredible Pizza.
Wow, with your son.
Yeah.
It feels like she's been lurking. What's up?
She was lurking a little bit. So
You guys wanted to.
No, it's fine. I shared it in the chat, so it's like anything you share in the chat is fair game.
Yeah, look. You guys, everything we're saying here, we like it's free game. Like the Letty jokes. You guys, by the way, me and Letty have a good relationship. Don't think we hate each other. Tell me we have a good relationship.
They hate each other.
Tell him we have a good relationship. Bro, that sounds like the most abusive shit ever.
I'm sorry, shit.
Come on, tell him. Tell him.
Have you heard me? I already know you go through it at home. I'm just kidding. I love you.
Tell him we have a good relationship.
Gang, flip him off. Let you flip him off. Hey, Vic. Flip him off. Let you.
The homie domestic violence. Yo. Hey, Tanya, come run up on you real quick.
Yo, tell him we have a good relationship is so fucking funny.
Yeah, tell us your story that you guys have a good relationship.
All right, so.
Good turn.
I like that. I like that.
Here goes the clip.
So basically.
Let's get ready. Yeah,
go. Nah, so basically, you know, I dated somebody.
Or Chata.
I dated Jamaica.
I'm burning y'all for my
It's all good. It's all good.
We named Vic's girls, and one of them was named Horchata and Jamaica. So,
so Jamaica is going to be a guest on a podcast.
Yes, that your current
she's
girl.
A part of that. My current girl's a part of
that.
Right?
23 going on 24.
Yes, and so just the way the world works, and like the universe hates me here and there, is like she's going on that pod, and so out of nowhere. She sends me a screenshot of this girl, Jamaica's Instagram, and is like, who's this? And I'm like, fuck! Pass catching up to me again.
Okay, you guys, so we're in the group chat. Vic sends us this, right?
Can I read the back and forth screenshot? It's not the
Yeah.
Because at this point, we're all like, we're all like throwing our opinions. We have like the guy version.
Oh,
Jose,
what you do?
Complete opposite. Just, the complete
don't
opposite.
Don't listen to them.
Listen to me.
I love fucking Jose's advice the best. Gaslight her. Manipulate her. Deny everything.
Deny everything. Oh my God.
So he sent hold on.
He sent the screenshot.
He sent the screenshot of her text to him, which was a valid text, right? And it says it's a photo of said Jamaica. And she says, who's this? And then Vic goes, my friend blank. Why, baby? And then she says, the pod is going to interview her, so I went to check out her page, and you liked all her stuff and commented on almost all of them.
You thirsty.
And so, literally, he puts, I'm cooked, and I'm like, dude, tell her the truth before she finds out, dog.
Okay.
That was not your friend.
She is my friend.
I know, yeah. Okay, so she's your friend. Tell her the truth before she finds out, because they will bring it up. Vic replies, my past always catching up. And then, this was you?
Yeah.
And then, let's say, be like, oh, yeah, we kind of talked a little bit. It wasn't for either of us, so we decided to keep it professional and friendly. Some shit.
Which is the truth.
And then Irene said, I agree with Letty. Just be honest. Typical Irene. And then I replied, the 23 and her is coming out. That's what some shit I would do. Just talk some
shit. But also, Duno didn't read the text thoroughly, and he just thought that she was lurking and just... Jamaica's page? Jamaica's page? And it's just like, who the fuck is this? And so Duno is like, hey, be toxic. Say, like, wow, if this is the way you're going to act, don't be with me. Like,
no, and then I replied for the 23 hairs coming out. And then Letty replied, she's definitely going to read the comments. You will leave. And some are more than friends vibes.
Yeah.
And then I replied, yeah, Papa, don't listen to the women. And Leti thumbs down it, and then Jose lied like you've never lied before. Back check and say to your cousin. And then Leti replied, oh my God.
Yeah.
Because Leti's frustrated at this point.
I'm trying to help him out because I like Vic. Like he's seen, I've just seen him happy. Like, and I like him in a happy, healthy relationship. And you said she's the most healthy.
Yes,
like you've
really sure.
been with.
Yeah,
for
and then
sure.
Irene replied, LMFAO, this is also a test to see how she can handle this because you're always going to be here. So Irene's playing like, Vic's my real good homie, but I'm also a girl.
Yeah.
So she's like, did also a test to see how she can handle this because you're always going to be around other women that are pretty that you potentially talk to. Media slash music circle is small as fuck.
You really, yeah, it yeah. is, but also it didn't have to be for Vic. Yeah. And then Duno said to say this. This is, Duno say, that's the homegirl. We used to talk back in the day, but she got a man now, I think. But we in the same industry and have a lot of the same homies and homegirls.
I love how Duno had that copy pasted in his notes.
If that's going to bug you, then let me know right now.
That's when you
got it. Hold on, let me finish. Let me know. Yeah, look. If that's going to bug you, then let me know right now. I don't got time for talk to you later. We adults. She's in the same world as I am, and we keep cool and professional. No, dog. I want him to continue.
He just pulled that out of, like, he already has it saved.
That is gaslighting 101. She just literally has an inquiry.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I saw this girl. You commented a lot about her. I want to know what's up. Well, if that's what you're going to do, then...
That's what we're doing. Great advice all around. Great advice. I use none of it. You know?
And then he put this one, the clincher. If you can't understand what I do, then you shouldn't be with me. Duno said to say that. And then with the shrug emoji.
Dog, that shit was, which one did you go with?
Yeah, what happened?
Like, none of them really, because it wasn't as big of an issue as I thought it would be.
Yeah, because you're allowed to have a pass.
Because, yeah, and she was just like, it just doesn't feel good to go to, like, a random, to my girl, this girl's a random girl that she just clicked on her profile and just sees a bunch of likes and comments. So it's like, she's just like, it doesn't feel good to, like, see your name comment under everything and like everything yeah. on a random girl.
Thirsty.
And I'm like, I get it, you know? So I'm like, I understand. But that was in the past. And then she was like, well, some of it was like semi-recent.
Yeah.
And I was just like,
you guys and you're the past.
And
this is current.
Like,
yeah, the past is last year, dog.
How semi-recent?
Like
last month,
March,
dog.
Like March? But that was 3 months ago. We're in June.
You're wild.
I started doing my math,
though. You're wild, yeah.
I'm not allowed to have a 3 months ago?
But that's not the past.
Not a month ago.
That is the past.
3 months ago is not the past, dog.
Yes, it is. Technically.
Yeah. Was it serious 3 months ago?
Technically, yesterday is the past. It's still not the past, dog.
Yeah, it's past.
If it was right before her, it's not the past.
Okay.
It wasn't right before her. There was somebody
she was
in between.
Gym. Did he tell her, like, you have your gym, homies?
Okay, so here's the thing. Has the interview happened yet?
I don't know.
Okay. So this is what I was telling Vic.
Am I
going
to go?
This is what I was telling Vic. You might as well let her know as much as you can right now.
100%.
Because what's going to happen is she's going to go to the podcast, and girls, we're good. We know how to, like low-key, have you ever seen The Boy Is Mine or, like, the song Monica and Brandy? Do you know somebody name? You know his name. Oh, yeah, definitely. I know his name. That's how it starts. She's going to be like, hey, you know that? And then they're going to be, we know how to get what we need from another woman about said man.
Yeah.
They're going to talk. She's going to, even if she's a producer on that show, she's going to be able to, yeah. And don't let it be behind camera too, because now it's like, even like, oh girl, Jamaica won't be politically correct. If it's behind camera, she's going to really open up.
Oh, so let it be on camera.
Like, so what has dating been like in the industry?
Yeah.
So do any part, like, yeah. So she's gonna say something like that. She's gonna somehow,
cooked.
Yeah.
One question.
I see
like
that you
I'm
and Rosecrans Vic, like, you guys are really close online. Like, how do you guys? It's gonna be something very professional, but she's gonna get what she needs out of it.
That's why I never dated in the industry, Papi.
Well, that's already a no. It's gonna happen. Vic likes that.
No. Have fun.
No, he's in love. That's
call us. If anything happens. Try to give you more advice, right?
I'm telling you, post on the story.
Oh no, because what if she like, oh wait, I remember, no. Boom.
You post her on the story so that how Micah knows already
not
who she's walking. Yeah, because she's gonna give you respect.
Yeah, yeah.
But Jamaica's got to know. And it's not going to be like, you're going to be like, hey, you're about to see my girl. Please shut up for me. Because then Jamaica's going to be like, yeah. Remember when you put me on that roster? Remember when you did that? Yep. I'm just, you guys know I'm a good foreseer.
Yes. Like, no. There's so many times that she said something and it came true. Yeah. Bruja. Happened.
Hopefully, Jimmy.
Jimmy? I was like, what?
The solution is to post her right now.
No.
No, I just have to. I just have to talk to her. It's just gonna be awkward. I just have to like backtrack because like that.
Yeah, no, he has to backtrack because he already said that that's just his friend.
Yeah. So I'm asking a question. We could cut it off. 100%. We could cut it off. We could cut the weakest part. But have you like slid in Jamaica's DMs during like officially being in a relationship?
No.
Good. Oh, so, yeah, that's good. Cause then what about
I mean, like we chop it up, but it's not homie like shit. Yeah. Oh.
It was never homie shit.
Homie shit.
Okay, well, Vic, I'm proud of you. Just know I love you.
Yeah.
She might not love you after.
We'll still be with you.
We'll still be with you.
Yeah. Hey, you know, by the way, we're celebrating our 2-year anniversary.
We are.
Is that today?
It's this week somewhere, something, so.
We made it to 2 years.
2 years. Woo! We have a toddler, you guys.
We have a tolerance?
Toddler.
A toddler.
Hell yeah.
Terrible twos.
Terrible twos.
Get ready.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
We in relations on terrible twos.
I love it. Shout out to us. Shout out. We're doing an amazing job. Before we get to Sombra Sala, shout out Angie. Vic, I thought this was really cool. You made a purchase to fulfill your inner child's dreams.
Yes.
So did I. Which so I Kobe's? Want you to talk about yours.
Yeah, the Kobe ones when he was with Adidas. Shit. I always wanted them as a kid. I never got them for whatever reason.
When did those come out?
These came out in like the 90s, bro. Probably like 99, 98.
Oh, like a year before I was born, maybe?
Yeah.
Your girl was born.
Oh, well, then. Those are never going to get old.
Mm-mm. Oh, shit. Neither is my girl.
But those came out in 90s.
Yes, these shoes. 2000? Yes. Yeah, and then they're really cool. I saw them at Foot Locker. The one on Melrose, shout out to that one. They're really cool. They have like a different. They never came out with this colorway. This is a Laker colorway. The ones that came out.
Yeah, they were
back
like silver, you know.
Yeah, they're white and black and silver, and then they had like the metallic version of them. So I thought these were super dope.
I remember they looked super weird when they first came out, mm-hmm. and at least like there were people were like, oh, that's weird.
Bulky shoes.
Bulky, yeah. But now this feels like low-key. Those look like the Noctis to me.
Yeah.
Like the Nike Noctis. Yeah. And then
bulky shoes are in now, so
yeah. So they make more sense now. So maybe Kobe was thinking in the future.
He
when
was
he created
ahead
those
of his
shoes.
Time.
Because at that point they looked odd, like they were like.
And then the part twos, the Kobe twos. The ones that came out after these, they don't have no laces in the front. So it's just
like RoboCop.
Super,
people
yes.
Like
it looks
RoboCop,
like RoboCop, like moon shoes. Everybody used to make fun of them and say they're moon boots.
Damn, mm-hmm. So is like Kanye in them? Like, were they copying
kind of
Kobe maybe?
A little bit, like
Kobe
with
first.
The Yeezys and stuff.
Those shoes look a lot like the Nocto, but I mean the Nocto look a lot like those.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's crazy, right?
So he followed, what'd you get for your inner child?
Look at.
Okay. This outfit, Viva La Juicy.
Is that Juicy?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. But Juicy Couture, all the rich bitches and Paris Hilton had it. Like, they were like, the pink one is the more known one. I love purple. But also, I was inside Foot Locker the other day, and I saw that they had Juicy Couture. And I'm like, I'm not even going to look at the price. Because I remember looking at the price back in the day, and I was like, dang, that's
That's how
a
we
lot.
Knew which girls were rich back then. I'm like, oh, she's rich. Mm-hmm. She has Juicy on.
Yeah.
Juicy? Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Not to be confused with, like, Jokey from Santiali or like whatever, like because they sold them there too.
They sold the knockoffs.
Because I had knockoffs,
yeah,
but I never had the real thing, and it feels good to have the real thing, dog.
Hell yeah.
Like and my booty area, I'm not gonna say my booty, but the booty area, it says Juicy, and I'm like, oh vibes.
Nice.
It'll fill out later. When
kid.
I get my Tijuanazo.
You get your Tijuanazo.
Okay, but I always wanted these little
like sweatsuits.
It looks good on you.
Yeah, and it was really cool, and I got it, and they are still expensive.
They're taxing for those?
Yeah, they're expensive.
Oh damn, they're nice.
For a sweatsuit for this, mm-hmm. it's expensive.
Like, oh,
yeah,
fine,
I was like, damn,
child,
fuck it. Yeah, exactly. It's to feed the inner child of
bro,
like.
Yes, that's how I felt exactly.
You got to do it. So, what's something when you were a kid you wanted? And you can buy.
Oh, fuck.
That's messed up, Holtley.
He said a dad?
Yeah, he did.
You know what he said?
Yeah, he whispered it.
What a dick.
You can't even buy those.
You piece of shit. That was food. As a kid?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, I don't... What was popping? Damn, I don't... Like, when did you want this? Like, middle school? High school?
High school.
What did I want in high school?
That was, like, last year, though.
Damn, you can't buy a diploma either, Jose. That's fucked up.
I have a diploma, fuckers. I graduated on stage. I did a speech.
You did a speech?
Yeah, I told you guys this many
times. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you did.
How'd your speech go? Because
it was like throwing shots at all my homies that had strict parents that I, like, through all high school, they were just crying about how their moms wouldn't let them live their lives. And I was just talking, I was shitting on the parents.
Damn.
I was just like, and I talked about, like, living it up. And then I thanked my teachers, but it was good. I don't know. I don't know what I, you know what? I was like, it's gonna sound like, but like, I was like paying a lot of money for pro clubs. Mm-hmm. That's what they ordered. And I think when I got my own pro club design, like my own t-shirt, and then it sold out,
it was like
full circle moment. So I guess that, mm-hmm. Oh, you know what I really, you know what I've always, I still haven't gotten them? Baby blue, what are the shoes that have the air on them? They're like the Temples? The chunky ones?
Up Temple.
The Up Temples. There's like some baby blue ones.
The one that says air?
Yeah.
Oh, they're like the Barclays or the Pippins?
I don't know. You think I don't know shoes.
Yeah. The Pippins, right? Yeah, the Pippins, yeah. I know what you're talking
but
about.
But I guess, I don't know. I don't think I've ever had like a...
Like something that you could like...
Yeah.
Feed like your inner child.
Yeah, fact. Well, maybe the program thing. Yeah. That was cool.
Yeah. Okay. That was cool that Vic got his shoes and I got my little Juicy Couture.
Without even knowing.
Yeah. Super cool vibes. All right, let's get into... Sombras a la.
Okay.
Angelica, scooch over inside.
She's trying to get away from Vic.
Yeah. I am. She's good. Because then you know the rumors start that's why the
Ooh,
pod
look
broke.
At the way they look each other. Yeah.
I saw those. And it was not true. But anyways, you guys, Shakira got backstabbed by her BFF, Carlos Vives.
Wow. So
Carlos Vives is like same as her.
They're
what?
He's making fun of how Vic talks.
Oh, okay, my bad. Carlos Vives, he's Colombian, just like
Fruta
Shakira,
Fresca vibes, I love.
Bicicleta, all that stuff. They're really good friends. He's like made songs about her for her birthday. Great friends. And then you know what he did? He goes on Instagram. And then you know how right now Shakira split up with Piqué because of the whole scandal with Clara, the girl that he cheated with.
Yeah.
He goes, what's his face? Carlos Vives goes on Instagram and he starts liking pictures of Piqué and Clara.
Why?
Angie.
Why though?
Why? Exactly. That's the question. It's like, fool, if you're my friend, you shouldn't be liking this fool. And why are you even
the fool that did me dirty
this?
And his new girl.
Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so hold on. And so they press Carlos and like, hey, why are you doing this? And then you know what stupid answer he gave?
What?
He says, oh, you know what? Not all the time do I control my IG. It must have been my team.
That's a good excuse.
I did it. What, Vic?
That's a great excuse.
No, it's not.
Okay.
You're going to tell me someone else.
Calm down, Carlos, you guys. You're not freaking Mark Anthony. You're not like you don't need a team.
Angie, if hypothetically speaking.
Yes, I would be mad.
Can you wait?
I know your question, but go ahead. I'm going to be mad.
I want to hear it. I want to hear it.
Fucking what's it called? We meet Vic. So we meet this girl.
No,
great
no, you're my best friend, right?
Yeah,
No, you're my best friend.
Okay.
Jorge cheats on me.
Yeah.
You're liking photos of him and his new girl? No, you're not.
You're still following him?
Are we supposed to? No, but you don't have to like photos of him and his new girl. If you do that, you're not my homie.
Well, no, that's the thing. Why are you still following him?
So I shouldn't follow.
Yeah, you should.
Let me say I shouldn't, though.
Why not?
But to me, I'd be more upset at you liking photos of him and his new girl.
What about photos of him by himself?
No, but he's liking
literally
photos of him.
Pictures that he liked with the girl.
And like, are these like super old pictures that like he went back?
No, it was like the most recent one.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's because when you said it, it looked like you kind of said it like backtracked like a couple months and went to go like those
like
photos.
Like he was doing it on purpose.
Yeah, like he liked multiple different photos?
Yeah, he did. Oh, them too.
Okay.
Oh, so he kind of did go back. That's a weird thing. Like, because I'm going to keep it a book. I know I get what you're saying too, but like sometimes I'm on IG and I was like, oh. Like that's just how.
Yeah.
So you think he did
that's
it
crazy. You don't be hitting
on
my photos.
I proposed. This guy doesn't repost it. But what you're saying is that
it's a whole month period. You knew not to like anything.
Yeah. But but what I'm saying is like if he's going back like weeks or months, that's a little weird. Like yeah. even like two, even a
or
week
just but with the way the algorithm is set up, it hits you different. That's, but it's just that saying, that buddy. He multiple likes at points he it showed up he liked it. And so partly when people were looking at those photos of them, it says like, you know, it could show you the different people that have liked it.
Yeah. yeah.
And so it's like Carlos Vives likes. And it's like, oh, that's weird. Yeah.
PK's picture
Shakira
with.
For sure defriending that fool, huh?
Oh, I don't know.
Defending is, yeah.
They're great friends.
I mean, that's just like a conversation. That's not something to like cut somebody off for, is it?
I don't know.
Would you guys feel away though?
I would definitely.
Yeah, I would feel away. Exactly, right? I would feel away, yeah. but I would.
And then, oh,
I don't
go
know.
Ahead.
I would just talk. I would just like be like, well, that was weird. That's oh. just like. There's yeah, like a list that like if you keep doing weird shit, like yeah. then now it's like, yeah.
It's like an unwritten rule.
Yeah. And exactly. then it's also the way he did her dirty. Like low-key, like I still follow Horchata. And I uh-huh. love her photos. She has great photos. I don't like the photos of like her and her new man. Like I don't like intentionally like yeah. those photos. But also like her and Vic, like they separated amicably. It's not like she did Vic dirty mm-hmm. and then it's like, damn, that's fucked up. Like yeah, 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 yeah. It's not like she did Vic dirty and like I'm liking her shit, right? So he BK literally did Shakira
dirty. It was
yeah.
like a big
yeah.
scandal.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. It's like okay, I get what you're saying.
It's not just so a breakup.
It's like a mutual breakup.
And it's, I guess it's also then, it's recent yeah. too. If it was like, if he did that in 2 years, nobody would give a fuck, right?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, yeah, that fool's scandalous. I think it's scandalous, like, the way you're saying it is, like, they're super duper best friends, right?
Yeah. They're great friends, yeah. Great friends. I'm telling you, he's written songs about her for her birthday, things like that.
Do you know Carlos Vives' song?
That fool writes about Shakira, PK was cool with that?
They're great friends, like a happy birthday song, nothing like that. Have you seen? Do you know how Carlos Vives looks like?
I'm not sending happy birthday stories to my homies, bitch.
That's not even bad. No.
That's kind of weird, right?
I don't know, because people may think we're too close, but it's like, is there no homies?
Yeah, they're homies. They've said it a couple of times.
You never heard Fruta Fresca? It's bomb.
Is it a good song?
Yeah, Bicicleta? I don't know Bicicleta.
Bicicleta is like the recent one that they had a couple of years ago.
Ese beso tu boca, que esa saba fruta fresca.
No. It's like that shit like Latino pop, huh?
No, it's like, I'm going to play it.
What the fuck, I'm tripping? You know what that is?
No. I've heard the name, but...
No, I don't like Bicicleta. Well, I don't know it.
Fruta Fresca.
Fruta Fresca is the main one. But that's fucked up. That's really fucked up.
I think it's messed up, but I just thought his excuse was kind of dumb.
Very
dumb. Was him and PK close friends, or him and PK were friends through Shakira?
They were friends through Shakira.
I'm telling you, the thing that I gave was very...
Not for you. Yeah,
like this example was great, so...
Yeah, I saw this TikTok. I want to talk to you guys about it. Despulgar, or des... Not despulgar.
I do that all the time. My mom does it to me.
Despulgar?
So I just shit everything out. Been doing it ever. Okay. When you're empachado, you do it to kids.
What's empachado mean?
When empachado, you know what about like yeah. like yeah. So you know how they go like chew a gum uh-huh. and they arm.
Like
one of the most spicy shit I've seen was like when they put the gum in the belly button.
Uh-huh. Oh, I haven't seen that one.
That was super spicy out. But despulgar means like where yeah. you like. I have the thing. It's you guys never want it.
Okay, look.
Like detox.
Yeah, it's like a detox. Yeah. But in Mexico, they do it like every 6 months. It's like it's encouraged for every 6 months to the citizens because what you're eating has bacteria in it, mm-hmm. whether it's meat, whether it's fruit, whether it's water, all of that. So it's recommended to every 6 months, despulgar.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm saying it right.
Yeah, you are despulgar, yeah.
And I was watching this TikTok where this girl was talking about how she came from Mexico like 6 years ago, and then her mom like 6 months ago, or like, recently was like, hey, I'm going to send you some medicine to despulgarte. And that her husband, who's from here, is like, what is that? And she's like, you guys don't do that here? And he's like, no, what is that? And she's like, despulgar, like every 6 months, you clean out your system from the bacteria and all of that. And then he's like, no, that's not a thing out here. And it's not a thing out here.
I think
because you're like your mom.
My parents mm-hmm. came from Mexico.
I've never done that or heard of that, and then yeah. now I feel so like, oh my god, I have so much bacteria inside.
Yeah.
I think in Mexico more natural, but my mom bites mm-hmm. this salt in on fucking Alvarado, mm-hmm. like in by MacArthur Park, that one of her best friends recommended. Shout out Rafa. And you put a little bit in water, mm-hmm. tastes like shit, but for the rest of the day you feel like a cleanse. And you're not supposed to eat nothing heavy during the day because you could get sick because uh-huh. your body's cleansing. So what I do is eat before, let it sit down for like an hour, and I just drink water throughout the day.
Yeah.
But no cat food. Like, the next day I feel like fresh. Like, because
that's crazy. Yeah. Have you done that? I've never done that. So I feel like, damn, what am I missing out on that I didn't do that?
But do it on a day where
You have nothing to do.
You're at the station, right? So you can't. Weekend. Like, you can't. Don't do it in the morning. And then you're at the station. You got to do it like.
Porque vas a su rancho.
Yeah. So let's say like, oh, you know what? Let's say like after the station, you go home from like, let's say you take it like around 1, like around 2, it's going to start smacking. And like throughout the day, it's going to shit like. Like actively, but it feels.
I usually do that like on accident, like I eat something that I shouldn't.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, you did.
It's like only getting a stomach virus, but intentionally.
Yes, exactly.
But it feels good, and you get a little. But
apparently that's a Mexico thing.
Yeah,
that's good.
I think it's a culture thing.
Yeah.
Like, well, we're the same culture. You guys are just more.
We're present off for sure.
Yeah. My mom gave me that for Christmas once. She gave me Norarros.
for Christmas? That's crazy. Shit your pants for Christmas.
Yeah, because she knows I get blooded easily or then I get constipated, things like that.
You gotta take that shit when you're on the road.
That's a very thoughtful gift.
You're messed up in there.
In retrospect.
So for Christmas, she gave me those pills.
Isn't that crazy?
But my mom, I do it. It's good to do. My mom says, like, after you, like, yesterday, I eat like shit, like, I did the whole night market shit. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna do it today.
You're going to do it.
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
It's trippy because I promise you, when I saw that TikTok.
It tastes like shit, bro.
I'm sure.
It's all good.
When I saw that TikTok, I'm like, this is crazy. I've never even heard of this. And I feel bad that I never heard of it.
And it's,
and I'm proud my parents probably know about it.
And then you know what's great? That kids get it bachado a lot. Because you know they eat a lot of candy and shit.
Yeah.
So if your kid ever have a stomach ache. Maybe not the salt because I feel like it's more adult.
Yeah, they said that for kids they have a different one than for adults. For adults, they say they even have like pills.
Yeah.
But for kids, a more drink.
The salt one is crazy though. The one I take is biscotto.
It's just salt and you just take it. How does it look like?
It tastes disgusting though, and then you drink it. And then you're just like, after that, I drink like a little bit of Gator and then I chill and then my night starts.
So shout out to you guys. You out-biced us this episode.
Yes. But you should do it. It really, but you're eating good. Keto and shit, like that's good. Like,
but it's the bacteria of everything. Like, because the from the world, from the whole, our whole life is still in there.
So. Last time I was sick and my mom gave it to me and I feel like I had a lot of bacteria. And I feel like that shit just.
Oh, yeah, you do look skinnier.
It's a gacho one. Or put the shot in your ass. Fuck it. That's when I did. She hit my muscle last time. I had a bump. Boy, no mom is. I said when I sat down. It just sucks.
Give you back memories?
Yeah.
Ready?
When it's pause.
Edgar Report.
The Edgar Report. So there's a 12-year-old Edgar going viral because he took the cops on a high-speed pursuit. And when he was pulled over, he started... Throwing sign language. He crashed. He wasn't pulled over. Well, when he finally stopped, he started throwing signs at the cops, and some people were thinking that maybe he was deaf, or that he was.
Who thought he was deaf?
That's not in the comments. So that poor little deaf boy. But he's turned up. He is turned up. It's crazy. It's just crazy to see somebody so young, like
12 years.
When you're in juvenile hall, like I would have got 13, 14, right?
Yeah.
But when you're there, they have a unit called J&O.
Uh-huh.
So I was in GH. There's like J&O.
Yeah.
And that's where you see like babies, fool. You see like 9-year-olds, 10-year-olds, 11-year-olds. And them fools are thugging pops.
Wow.
They're kids, fool. And there were multiple. I think they were all juveniles.
This
essentially would have not came out if it was like by like a news station because they're kids and you can't show their face.
Yeah, you can't.
So somebody recorded this.
Yeah, it says right there on scene.tv.
Yeah, damn, look, they have them on the curb. It's so crazy.
They're laughing.
He has a Compton beanie on?
Yeah, these kids are bad.
Wow.
They're on their way to juvenile hall for sure.
Wow.
They're so little.
Oh my God. It's funny because he looks so small.
Yeah, and just thugging.
Damn, that's a trip.
Then they saw him in the barber chair a couple days later. High speed kid. Giving him another Edgar to give him superpowers. I don't know. I saw it. I came across it. It's crazy.
Dog, that shit is the most funniest thing ever. You got to see the positive side of it. At least he's doing it now. Nobody doesn't do it in 6 years when he is 18
and
at an older age.
And he learned sign language. So that's good.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Damn, that was stuck and he crashed into a whole store.
I know.
You know what he's going to get? A slap in the wrist.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
They're kids.
They're kids.
Yeah, they're kids.
What do you want? You want to go to jail, IG? Oh, yeah.
She's Republican, remember?
Yeah. So I don't know.
How long should he get locked up for,
IG? Well, once you can't bail them out. You can't bail out juveniles.
No, you can't.
Oh, see, I don't... I'm learning.
So I don't think... He's probably like on... Like, especially right now that they're closing all the juvenile halls, it's probably too packed.
Mm.
And they're like, yours isn't as serious as all these other shit, so we're just going to release you on house arrest, maybe?
Yeah, call it joyriding.
Toy riding. That's all you get as a kid,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
I just, like, these are the moments where their trajectory of life can go different.
Yeah.
Right?
This is where they pick and choose.
Yeah.
Or they get help. You know? So the circumstances of your life turn you into different things in these pivotal moments, right? So even, like, low-key, the clout and the fame he's going to get could even help push him another way, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, I know it's hilarious. It's so, I'm sorry. I feel like I shouldn't even talk because my heart is hurting. I feel so bad to even see that little kid on the floor like that. I feel bad. I'm like, even thinking about his parents, like, what if they are workers and they're at work at the time? Because I don't want to be blame the parents. Like, where are they at? But also, where are they at? You know? Yeah. But maybe they're working like a lot of our parents were. Yeah. When you were being like a maniac, like your dad, your mom and was working.
For sure, for sure.
You know, so it's like you can only put it on them so much. And so, I don't know, I just feel really sad. And clearly it's fun, it's entertaining. Like, I don't want to ruin that part of it. Yeah, but I'm literally thinking of like, dang, what is his life going to turn into after this?
Yeah, he'll be all right.
It's going to go one of two ways. Yeah, either he's going
to get egged on.
Yeah, like seventh grade. He's either going to get egged on to do more.
He's going to get egged on. No one's going to non-egg him. Except
authority.
Or he's just
gonna be like, oh shit, I fucked up.
Yeah, and that's not likely happen to happen.
And then
if he was this happy to throw up signs and then he's getting popping and then they're hitting him up in the barber chair and he's leaning toward.
Yeah.
He's thugging.
He's thugging.
Well, we just wish
his mama and daddy know he's thugging.
Yes.
Wish him the best. But
we wish, yeah.
But that shit was funny. When I seen it, I was like, dude, this was a fucking badass little kid.
Yeah.
He's like one of them kids that pass by and like, when you're an adult, he'll slap your girl's ass. And yeah. Like, run away. Yeah, like he's one of them kids.
So he's technically like a Kia boy. You know,
yeah,
like
he's
the
a Kia boy.
All the Kia boys, like they find out how to.
The Kia boys in the Midwest are proud of him.
Yeah, they found out how to like hotwire the car. So that was a Kia that he took for a joyride or Grand Theft Auto, however you want to look at it.
Whatever you want to look at it. Or maybe he just crashed on accident.
He was playing real life Grand Theft Auto.
Literally. They probably got caught like, fuck, we got to go to the halls now. Mm-hmm. That sucks. After having a good night, it's like, fuck. Yeah. Damn it. I got to go fucking shower. Go to sleep.
Yeah. Oh, God. Hope he finds God, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just be careful and have fun, and hopefully he turns his life around.
That's not going to happen.
A star soccer player.
I guess something.
Could be. He's an editor. Yeah. What if he starts rapping?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think even that's dangerous. Never mind.
Yeah. It's all dangerous. Yeah. It's all dangerous. Yeah. I pray for him and his family. And I know that that's the mom in me, but that's why you guys exist.
Yeah.
That's sick.
To laugh.
Sick guy. Sick little guy. Kid. Yeah.
All right. Well.
Real quick. Shout out to George that I met at the Downey Locker Room. Big fan of the pod.
What's the Downey Locker Room?
The Downey Locker Room is like a hat store, apparel store.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I was there shopping for hats and then he looked at me. He's like, bro, I didn't want to say nothing, but. You're Vic, right? And I was just like, yeah, what's up? And he's like, man, I love the pod. And it was just cool. We're low-key like hat shopping together. Like, we're just next to each other. Like, oh, I like that one. Oh, that one's cool. That one's cool.
Yeah.
Like, it was cool.
Did you talk about your page?
Actually, I did. That was right before I made it, too. I was like, I think I'm going to make a page. He's like, you should, fool. I was like, all right. The universe is telling me, make a hat page.
Sick.
Yeah.
Go follow Rosecrans Lids.
Rosecrans Lids. You got any shout-outs? And you got any
shout-outs? No, I don't.
Somebody else put another one, right?
I got a shout out.
Go ahead.
Shout out to this guy I met at my gig on Saturday, Julio Cesar Chavez. I don't know if you know him.
Oh, mi tío.
No. Shout out to like El Campeón Mexicano, like the goat of all goats.
That's sick.
La cabra de todos los cabras.
Yeah.
That's you know, chop it up with your girl.
That's so dope. I'm still so jealous.
Yeah.
How was it when you met that fool?
Super cool, super
he
nice.
Twitchy? Because you know he did like a lot of fights.
No, he was good and he's very well, like his mental state is really good. Like he was talking shit to Munguia because Loki Munguia was getting fucking tapped and it was fucking scary shit. And he was like telling him in el cuerpo, like he was yelling at him. And right before the last round, Munguia was coming out and just looking straight at Chavez. And Chavez was like, look, this is it. You gotta fucking do this shit right here, right now. And that's the round that he dropped, Derevchenko. Wow. Yeah.
That must be so surreal for Munguia.
Yeah. Yeah, like you're walking up and then it's like.
Yeah, like.
He's under Julio Cesar Chavez's team?
No, he's under Golden Boy. But Chavez was there because he's a reporter for Azteca, the TV station and network. Yeah, and so he was there, like, reporting on the fight. But it's Chavez, like, so, like, literally, like, a god.
It's like a fraternity almost. Yeah. I like that that's that energy that's, like, he doesn't, like, Chavez doesn't have to help him at all.
No,
you
at
know
all.
What I'm saying? He's just encouraging him, and what people are saying. Remember we interviewed Eric, and he said he kind of reminds me of Chavez. The way he... Yeah, the way he attacks the body and just keeps coming at you. So I thought that was dope that, like,
He's definitely a favorite, like, and people are looking up to, like, looking to, look, he's from TJ. He has a baby mama from ex-Hong Kong, bartender. Like, he's straight TJ with it, dog.
Maniac.
Bartender.
Yeah.
Bartender.
I'm in love with the bartender.
Yeah.
Man, I fell in love with
him. But he has it, right? And even, like, his trainer is Eric Morales, who's also a great Mexican boxer. And it's just really cool to see everybody kind of, like, rally against him. Rally for him.
Rally for him.
And I'm just so glad he won, because that shit was very close.
Oh, the other fool was kind of, like, just tapping that fool?
Hell yeah.
He was winning most of the fight?
They were very neck and neck. They were super neck and neck. If he hadn't dropped them, he dropped them the last round, it would have probably been a draw.
But
Munguia.
Who's the other guy?
Derevchenko. He's from Ukraine.
And he's
and
not
so Derevchenko. So you gotta think. Lomachenko recently fought.
They're the same. Haney. They're brothers.
Lomachenko. No, just another Ukrainian fighter, right? Yeah. Lomachenko recently fought Haney, and they gave the fight to Haney, right? Yeah, and so it's, like, very disputed that Haney didn't win. Lomachenko won.
Yeah,
right?
I saw that.
It felt like Derevchenko was like, fuck y'all. Y'all took that from us. I'm not going to let you take this from us. And he was fucking going in. The Ukrainian fighters are really, really good, too.
They fight like fight Triple G?
Triple G? Like that, yeah, but Triple G's not Ukrainian.
He's not Ukrainian?
I don't think
he's from Kazakhstan.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
they're not all the same, though.
So wild, so yeah.
Like, but it was crazy. It was a really, like, suspenseful fight, and it was just really dope to see Chavez there and Munguia, who's, like, up next, and just seeing
Munguia
that.
Munguia, the one that Oscar was telling us, that, like, the next prodigy, or that's,
he was talking about Cepeda too with us and Virgil. So there's a few that are really, really good. Yeah.
But this was, like, the one.
And then the next,
because he's from TJ.
Yeah, he's from TJ.
And I think that they're saying he's the most, like, kind of ready, right? The other guys are more.
They're
prospects?
Both. Okay. No, they're okay. They're all like on their way.
Yeah.
But
this was a fight that was happening.
But he's probably, like, the most talked about at the moment.
Right now, and especially because that fight just happened, so it's gonna be really dope to see.
Damn, that's sick. Being from TJ, having an ex bartender that worked at Hong Kong, and you're winning beating fools up.
Yeah.
Your story's sick.
Super sick ass. He definitely despulgar got her.
He
despulgar her crazy.
One of them hotel rooms.
Yeah.
$75.
Doo-doo-doo.
But then he used the condom.
Okay. But yeah, I met Chavez. And that's
my wife.
Chill out, bro. Dog, I met Chavez, and I thought that was really fucking dope. That was the first time that my mom, my dad, my family was like, oh my God, you, like, they don't really care who I meet, really.
Yeah.
But my dad's in Mexico right now. He called me. He's like, mija, you met Chavez? Send me the photo. And then I sent him the photo. I saw my mom yesterday, and she's like, mija, you saw Chavez? I was like, fuck yeah. They're giving me attention.
They're going to print it
better
out.
Better than zero times.
Yeah.
Ooh. I feel like
Caller.
You're.
It's tax season.
Visit him.
I will. Man, I don't know. She's missing, you know. Hey, but look, that's sick. As I said, I seen the picture. Let's keep it a buck. If he would have been like, hey.
There's another photo where he looked at the leches.
Oh, yeah.
He's ahead of the leches.
Damn.
I put it in the chat.
What did he tell Cracky?
No. No. No.
Just saying.
No.
Don't do that to my tia, please.
His tia dated.
I remember. Yeah. Damn, you and Julio Cesar Chavez?
No. No. See, that's the thing. Like, just as much as he's a legend to you, he's a legend to me, dog. Legend. Are you going to fuck him?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I'll be like, next tia. Sorry, Dick. Just do it real quick.
It's all good.
It's all good.
Right. Well, that was episode 94.
94.
Shout out to Explanation. We'll keep you guys updated every last week.
Yeah.
Find out next week.
Yours too, dog.
Yeah, yours too.
Mine's good.
Yeah, right, Chance.
Kind of hanging on by a thread. She don't let you go to one more party. Yeah. It might be a wrap for her.
It's because they don't have Wi-Fi in Fontucky, so he's relying on her not watching.
You just go cut the cord.
Yeah.
I'm like, let the, where did you cut the power?
Yeah.
Dude, clearly, I'm on Cherry.
It's not the same street.
What, yours? Mango?
Mango.
Mango.
Yeah, Cherry's cool. That's where Hitboy's from.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, shout out Cherry. Shout out Cherry. Damn, that's sick. It's hot. Episode 94?
94.
Oh, it's year two?
Year two.
Terrible twos. Yeah, shout out Vic and his relationship.
Angie.
Which Angie? I don't know Angie. How yours is going.
He paid for her nails.
Yeah. He paid for her nails.
Oh, probably hurts.
He paid for her nails.
I heard it.
Get him back, Angie.